This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 13th. I'm Paul Plack. Witnesses say an Afriqiya Airways Airbus A330 disintegrated while landing at Tripoli on a flight from South Africa yesterday morning. A 54-year-old pilot walked away without injury Sunday after a jet-powered canard suffered an uncontained catastrophic turbine failure at 7,500 feet. The White House and the Department of Defense both insist that spy planes were not used in the hunt for Feles Shahzad, the man who allegedly tried to detonate a crude bomb in New York's Times Square. Record rainfalls have flooded the Cornelia Fort Air Park, a general aviation field just across the river from Opryland. Damage is estimated at $2 billion. Young people in seven Midwest U.S. cities will have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to fly in vintage aircraft this summer. The American Barnstormers Tour is joining the EAA Young Eagles program. Airship developer eGreen Technologies has hired Alan P. Judd to be its chief test pilot. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory is holding an open house this weekend in Pasadena, California. Bali Aviation, a subsidiary of a firm based in Britain, has pleaded guilty to conspiring to sell three Boeing 747s to Iran and will pay a $2 million fine. Becker Avionics will be represented in South America by Redimec, an Argentinian company specializing in helicopter services. A Pakistani man was jailed for 3 days when he tried to wear his electric massage shoes through an airport checkpoint. And a guy in England who tweeted a threat to blow up an airport called it innocuous hyperbole. He was arrested by authorities who called it a terrorist threat. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell's conversation with Julie Clark from WAI 2010. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.